This is KRA News. I'm Rick Holter. Tens of thousands of bike share bikes started filling North Texas streets and sidewalks 6 months ago. Today's the deadline the city of Dallas gave bike share companies to clean up their acts. Carl Haas is an executive with one of those companies, V-Bikes, which is based in Garland. Carl Haas, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you.
The last 6 months have pretty much been the Wild West for bike sharing here. Now it appears the time for regulation has come. Are you ready?
We are ready, actually. We've been in Dallas since December 2016, so we were one of the first bike share companies actually in Dallas. Mm-hmm. So we've worked very closely with the city of Dallas, the town of Highland Park, SMU, and a lot of communities around Dallas, and currently with Denton. So, I think we're ready for everything.
It's got to be tough, though, because there have been, since you came in, I mean, just these waves and waves and waves of bikes everywhere. How do you find your way through that?
Well, a lot of people are jockeying for market position, and we're not looking to put tens of thousands of bikes on the street. We're a smaller corporation. If you look at us and see us on the street, more than likely you're going to see two or three bikes in a line. So you're not going to see 10, 15 bikes where we're at.
How many bikes do you have on the street here?
In the city of Dallas, we're looking at about 500 bikes. Throughout the DFW area, we have about 1,500 bikes.
You're in Denton. Where else in the region?
We have an exclusive agreement with the city of Irving. We have partnerships with apartment buildings in Richardson, Plano. We are at SMU. We have an exclusivity with SMU, as well as Valley Ranch.
In Denton, the city council indicated this week that it wants to license bike share companies. Are you worried that Dallas and other cities will do the same thing?
I think everybody, looks to everybody else to form their permitting process. A lot of people look to Seattle because they were kind of the first place bikes started showing up in New York. I went to the Denton City Council meeting, and a lot of people are about free market.
But the free market is a little scary when it comes in the way that it has come in Dallas.
That's another thing. So you look at that free market and you go, okay, well, is it going to be the company that wins that brings in 10,000 bikes? Or are you going to give everybody a fair shake and say, hey, you can only have this many bikes and you can have this many bikes and you can have this many bikes? And I think that's where the city of Denton's going right now, is saying, we don't mind who comes into town as far as bike share, but you're only going to be allowed 100 bikes on the streets, mm-hmm. each company.
One of the ideas the Denton City Council discussed was something called geofencing to lock in certain spots to park rental bikes. How would that work?
What we have is a device that we can attach to that spot, and that's going to show up on our app, and it's going to say, hey, this is where you need to park the bikes. And if you park outside of this, the bike will not be able to lock. So really you have to get within, in that spot or within 5 feet of that spot to lock the bike up. Or if not, it's not going to lock and it's going to continue to charge the rider until they get it into that space. The great thing about bike share and dockless is you can park the bikes anywhere.
Right.
But the bad thing about bike share and dockless is they get parked anywhere. And as much as you educate people, people are going to get off a bike and they're going to do with it. They're going to set it down. The wind's going to blow it over. Somebody's going to kick it over. We have no control of that. So I think if we can get some of these corrals available where we can put bikes, on a corner and work with the city where it's a virtual parking spot, then we can use that and make that a geo-fenced area.
The biggest complaint, obviously, is clutter.
Absolutely.
There's an Instagram account called Dallas Bike Mess where people share photos of, messes of bikes.
Yeah.
How can a company like yours, which admittedly is a small slice of this, kind of clean up the overall impression?
I follow Dallas Bike Mess. We communicate because he'll put up pictures of our bikes and I'll say, hey man, where's this bike at? And he'll email me back and say, here's where this mess was at. And so I'll send my team out to take care of it. When we get 311 calls, we respond within 2 hours. So not having 10,000, 15,000 bikes on the street kind of gives us an advantage that we can reply and we can handle, situations very quickly.
There's been so much public kvetching about bike share bikes over the last few months. The people we don't hear from are the ones who are actually using them. What do you hear from those people?
Well, I'm on the ground, so I'm out on the street and I talk to a lot of people that go, hey, you gave me access to parts of the city I didn't have access to. And that's kind of nice to hear. I think it's cool. Somebody posted this, I think it was on Twitter, and he posted a picture of his cell phone. And he had Lime Bike, and he had Ofo, and he had V-Bikes, and he had Lyft. That's really where you see this generation moving to. You look right out your window, and you see how Dallas is blowing up. People are living downtown again. They're coming to the inner city. They don't have cars. Parking's hard. And they need other modes of transportation. And so I think that's kind of where we fit in with those other modes.
Carl Haas of V-Bikes, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, sir.